One of Uganda's most controversial activists is behind bars. Stella Inyanzi is an anthropologist with a sharp tongue, and she has been charged with harassing the president. NPR's Ada Peralta reports that it all started with a fight to get poor girls access to sanitary pads.
Last Friday, Stella Inyanzi was put in cuffs at an event promoting the need for sanitary pads because she shamed the government. At least that's according to friend and ally Kasha Jacqueline Nabagasera.
She's the one person who was there to come out strongly in the country and say what many have feared to say for many, many times.
And Yancey's story begins during the 2016 presidential campaign, when President Yoweri Museveni and his wife Janet promised to provide free sanitary pads to poor young girls across the country. But earlier this year, Janet Museveni, a minister in charge of education, told Parliament that the country didn't have enough money to get this done. That infuriated Inyanzi, so she started a fundraising campaign to give those promise pads to poor girls. And she started furiously posting her message to Facebook.
Our blood is the seed from which women and men that are powerful have come, and yet you tell us that our blood is not important. Blood is sacred, blood is life.
And Yancey also went after the government directly. In one of her written posts, she takes on Mama Janet, as Ugandans call the First Lady, and Yancey refused to give her that title because what kind of a mother, she wrote, sends her daughter to school without sanitary pads. She wrote, quote, "What malice plays in the heart of a woman who sleeps with a man who finds money for millions of bullets, billions of bribes, and uncountable ballots to stuff into boxes, but she cannot ask him to prioritize sanitary pads for poor schoolgirls." By the time Inyanzi was ready to drop off a donation of sanitary pads on Janet Museveni's home turf, she was arrested. The government, which is known for cracking down on dissent, charged her for cyber harassment and disturbing the president. But Nabagasera, the activist, says they locked her up because they were ashamed that an anthropologist could care for Uganda's poor better than the government. Not only that, Kasha Nabagasera says, the government is also well aware of what happened to longtime dictators in North Africa when citizens started speaking truth on social media. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.